Devin, are you surprised to be taken by the Patriots? By the sound of your Twitter feed, it didn't sound like you were anticipating being taken this early in the draft.
It was really up in the air. I didn't know, and I didn't want to have too high hopes. I was just watching the draft and kind of just enjoying the moment of actually watching the draft with so much anxiousness and excitement that I was just joking around on Twitter, and I'm just happy to be a Patriot right now. It's an incredible feeling. Me and my mom, we cried for a little bit, and just so happy right now.
Devin, had you had any contact with anybody from the Patriots before the draft?
Yeah, actually, Bill Belichick had came to my school for a coach's clinic, and he was actually going to fly right out after the coach's clinic to see his son play in a lacrosse game, and we had about an hour, we watched some film, and just spoke for a little while. It was a real generic conversation. He told me some things on film, just watching and helping me out as far as a player, and all these meetings, and my agent told me, just make sure you take every meeting serious, because you just don't know what can happen on draft day.
Do you know his son at all?
I don't know him that well. I just know of him and see him in our facility all the time because he plays lacrosse and football. We share the building.
For some of us who don't know you, tell us about what kind of skills you bring to the field. What kind of player are you?
I'm just a guy that comes to play every day. Last year on Rutgers, I was able to play quarterback and then help on all the special teams. So I just feel like I'm a guy that's going to compete every chance he gets, whether it's playing defense at corner or playing on special teams. And I think it's just been my ethic ever since I got in college as a redshirt freshman and just working hard to build my way into the lineup.
How much of a point of pride is your special teams performance?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
How much of a point of pride is your special teams performance? You were able to put up some pretty impressive numbers in that area over your college career.
I think it's very important. Coach Shanley used to always preach on how important special teams could be. He said he used to always say it might not be even an offense and defense amount of snaps, but if you're able to just make some plays in special teams, it could be the tiebreaker within the game. And I think the play I had on special teams, sometimes it was a tiebreaker when we was in a close game. So I take it very seriously.
How much familiarity do you have with the Patriots in general and their defense in particular?
Just from being able to watch some games on Sundays when we had off days or games, not on Saturday. I know a little bit just from watching them on TV.
You know, it's been said that that you kind of modeled yourself after Darrelle Revis a little bit. How'd that come about, and how do you kind of do that?
Just because when you turn on the TV in my area on Sundays, Darrelle Revis is always on. And then when he was at Pitt, he was one of the top corners in our conference when I was, I think, a sophomore or junior. So when you just know you have a guy that's in your conference that's that good, and we play him once a year, so I just sometimes would go watch some film of him on defense. And then I got a lot to watch him on the Jets, especially during the playoffs. In my area, the Jets were always on TV, so that's when I got a chance to watch him. And he's a pretty good corner, so I just tried to see some things he did and add it to my game.
You mentioned the Big East. Darius Butler played at UConn. Do you have a relationship with him since he's already here?
I don't have a relationship, but I've seen him at a few things and spoke to him. And last year, my brother actually spoke to him at the rookie symposium, so we know of each other and then just playing against each other for the last few years in college.
The Patriots have drafted a lot of young defensive backs the last few years. Do you see that as a chance to be part of maybe a growing secondary group that can be together for a long time?
Just having a lot of young guys, and I think we just got to come in and try to learn. And I know that's the biggest thing I'm focused on right now, being a young guy, come in and learn from those guys that are already there and just try to build and get better each time we step on the field.
What was your brother's big message? Did he have a message to you as far as how to get through your first year in the NFL or how to succeed or anything like that?
The biggest thing he told me was you got to first get used to the lifestyle of the NFL. He said he noticed that it got kind of caught a lot of guys by surprise, just your lifestyle changing. He said the biggest thing he learned was a whole bunch of new things that's going on. You got to also realize that football is still the reason why your life's changing. It's still your job. So he said to be able to stay focused on playing football and doing the right things in football and making sure you're prepared each time you step on the field. He said because guys are a lot better, so you have to be mentally prepared.
What was Belichick's message to you when you guys spoke today?
He just asked me when I got on the phone. He said, "Are you ready to be a Patriot?" And I said, "Yeah, Coach, I'm ready. I'm excited." And he just said, "That's good." And he said, "We're excited to have you, and we're going to take you with the next pick." And then I got to talk to Mr. Kraft, and he told me the same thing. They were excited to have me. So I'm just happy to be a part of this organization and happy they selected me.
What were you doing when the pick came down?
I ran to the bathroom, and my brother heard my phone ringing, and he came banging on the door and said, answer the phone. And as soon as I got out of the bathroom, I was answering the phone. I was talking to Coach Belichick.
Is it safe to say that you didn't see this kind of scenario when your NFL career began?
Hey, Devin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Devin.
Thank you.